以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
各位听众朋友，你们好，你听紧嘅系原网台嘅非常舞台，我系你哋嘅主持 Grace 陈纪贤。咁今个星期咧，我哋就会系访问三位好漂亮嘅芭蕾舞嘅嘉宾嘅。咁我首先咧就为大家介绍下呢三位嘅嘉宾先。咁首先咧就会系日籍嘅呢位藤冈玲子小姐 Ayoko Fujioka。咁另外第二位咧就系黄永老师 Mike Wang 同埋阿卢晓恩老师 Irene Low 嘅。咁我首先同大家介绍下呢三位朋友先吓。咁 Ayoko 咧就系喺1994年系加入咗香港芭蕾舞蹈团咧，一年之后咧成为首席舞蹈员嘅。咁同时间咧系获得好多个奖项，就包括最杰出成就舞蹈员奖啦，同埋同香港艺术发展局颁授嘅香港杰出舞蹈家艺术家。香港傑出舞蹈藝術家獎嘅，咁而家咧就係香港芭蕾舞蹈團嘅客席舞蹈員。第二位咧，黃永老師咧，阿 Mike 咧，佢係1990至1992年嘅時候咧，就喺巴黎咧就係喺法國青年芭蕾舞蹈團係任獨舞演員。咁而1992年至到2003年嘅時候咧，就係香港芭蕾舞蹈團嘅首席舞蹈員嘅。咁第三位 Irene 阿劉曉恩老師咧，佢就係1997年至2007年咧，就係喺香港芭蕾舞蹈團做領舞員嘅。咁而2000年嘅時候咧，就曾經獲得係最具潛質新人獎。咁而家咧就係任教於演藝學院芭蕾舞系嘅。咁同埋亦都係南非國家芭蕾舞劇團嘅客席。芭蕾舞导师，咁呢三位嘅非常之漂亮嘅老师啦，咁同埋就呢三位都系喺芭蕾舞界嗰度咧都有成就嘅三位嘅嘉宾，咁我哋听听佢哋嘅有咩同我哋可以分享到啦。咁首先多谢三位先。
Hello， 你哋好吓，我系 Irene。
Hello。
Hi, I'm Ayako.
Hello. 你好，我是王永。
Okay, thanks for all guys. Okay, 我哋首先咧要問一問啦，因為三位咧其實佢哋三位都係曾經係獨當一面嘅演員嚟嘅，即係包括係首席舞蹈員啦，同埋係呢個領舞舞蹈員。咁我就好想其實知道咧，即係我唔知道芭蕾舞嘅世界嗰啲即係做職業舞蹈員係點啊？咁包括佢哋嘅訓練啦，咁同埋佢哋嘅生涯係即係演出生涯會係點？咁我好想知道，因為他們基本上呢都在這些做職業的領舞或者是領導階層的時候呢，其實都已經是一段 不短的日子了。可不可以請三位可不可以告訴我們、其實世界是怎樣。 Irene 或者你可不可以說給我們聽。
我先說我其實你都聽到 Grace 剛才說我們三個都來自不同的地方，其實我就是本地了，我就是土生土長的，就是在香港大，在香港訓練，跟住就在香港跳舞。黃永等等老師就你聽到他就是中國內地上海的一個舞者的。Ayako 老師就是日籍的。我講一下本地啦，本地咁啊，同其他地方有少少唔同嘅，咁就我哋係放咗學先至去跳舞嘅，就可能有啲小朋友啊，或者都係同我一樣㗎啦，咁就要翻出學校，就同其他嘅地方專業咧有少少唔一樣，我哋好細個已經入專業舞蹈學院，咁我哋就係放咗學先至去學一啲嘅上一啲嘅芭蕾舞課啦，跟住真係專業嘅訓練啊，就係我跑完會考入香港演藝學院的時候啦，就是我的嗰五年的專業訓練。咁我讀咗三年就好開心、好榮幸咁被香港芭蕾舞團的總監邀請咗我啦。咁我就可以入到去團去試下一個專業舞者的一個的生涯。
咁以 Irene 冇住斬斷你少少嘅話題先。咁即係話咧，其實你係喺演藝未畢業的時候咧，就已經被邀請入去專業舞蹈團喎。哇，咁即係你嘅能力當時我想請問一下你被邀請嘅人裏面咧，其實你係唯一嘅一個啊，因為係其實佢即係請好多人嘅，只不過係只係你去壓頭咧。
其實係得我一個啫。哇，
得你一個。
嗰時係讀緊一年學士嘅一年班，我畢業咗文憑，讀咗兩年攞咗文憑啦一張，跟住我就讀緊大學學位第一年。
嗰陣時你20歲啫喎。
19，
十九岁。
OK， 跟住因为每一年演艺学院都会邀请香港芭蕾舞团嘅总监嚟睇我哋考试噶。咁同埋我哋会有啲时候会入去团嗰度帮佢哋手，即系佢哋要请一啲嘅小朋友演员咧，唔系小朋友，即系佢哋去一啲大型嘅舞剧《天鹅湖》啊，吉赛尔，佢哋都会请一啲嘅额外嘅 dancer 去帮手嘅，因为要好多人。咁我都荣幸地同其他同学仔有得一齐去，咁可能当中就识咗佢哋咯。咁佢哋每一年有嚟睇考试，咁就好好彩，咁嗰年佢就请咗我入去啦。系啊，系啊。
咁但系你喺个职业，我想知道你喺职业舞蹈员嗱，你即系嗰阵时啊年纪细啦，十九岁入去啦。咁有咩嘅体验咧？
跟住就识咗佢哋啦，黄明老师同埋 Echo 老师啦。其实都唔算for芭蕾舞演员咧，其实唔细。可能黄永老师和 Echo 老师还小个就开始演跳，但我可以问一下他们。因为你都知道芭蕾舞蹈员的生涯其实很短的。
是
的，即是不可以跳得太长，不可以跳到60岁这样。所以其实那时的艺术总监都跟我说19岁不小了，你要开始已经要入团了。因为去到譬如外国那些地方呢，他们16、17岁其实已经要已经入了团了，或者可能已经是去緊首席舞蹈員嗰個階段，所以其實就對人哋，即係香港嘅人嚟講，可能好細，但對舞蹈員其實就唔算好細咯。咁就好嘅，因為我覺得入到去咧，真係一個世界，芭蕾舞世界，就見到好多專業嘅舞者同佢哋一齊練習，一齊每一日都係跳舞排練，上台就我哋嘅日程就係排練啦。跟住跳舞，跟住演出，咁就喺學校就會有少少唔同咯。咁可能
會唔會喺學校又冇咁大壓力？但係作為一個演
會㗎，
即係演員嘅時候。
会噶会噶，
需唔需要争噶？
佢哋好好噶，呢个嗰时已经系首席舞蹈员啦。佢哋我入去嘅时候，咁佢哋就好。我哋嗰个时候好好噶，佢哋好照顾我哋，系啊。但系会真系会惊嘅，因为每日都好似个老板就喺上面睇住你上堂啊排练。压力一定有嘅，因为 live performance 嘛，我哋都系讲紧，即系都系唔系 recording 唔系录咗，咁你 cut 咗跳得唔好就 cut， 咁你真系要日日练到真系个信心。要有，但系对住咁多嘅观众喺文化中心，系每一次演出我都会惊嘅。咁而家就好啲啦，训练即系，但系细个嘅时候嗰个惊系有咯。
明白，明白。
睇下
好啊。咁啊 ，Yoko 啦，What is your I want to know more about your professional dances and life and training. What does it look like? I don't know.
I've been dancing in Japan until when I was 27 and Hong Kong Ballet is my first company, overseas right. company. And so actually when I came here Hong Kong, I didn't know about Hong Kong so much.
Yes.
And I'm from Sapporo, you know, Sapporo is winter is cold,
Very
right?
Pretty.
And I okay. came here for audition nice. When it was in November.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Hokkaido is already snowing and I was wearing sweater, right? And
okay.
My friend introduced Hong Kong Ballet and I just came here Hong Kong with my sweater and it was so hot and like wow Hong Kong is hot that kind of I didn't really know Hong Kong but when I joined Hong Kong Ballet I really love Hong Kong and uh-huh. you know the company members so friendly and we help each other and
okay.
really I love Hong Kong and basically ballet is you know we don't talk we don't speak
okay.
and so because even I didn't speak English. Of course, I didn't speak Cantonese. But our language is like our movement and our passion. So it's very smooth to, you know, feel comfortable in Hong Kong ballet.
Okay.
And the ballet is, you know, like I've been studying in Japan and sometimes perform in America or I study a little bit in France. But like all over the world, the passion is, you know, like one language.For me,
okay. Irene, 可唔可以幫我哋做翻譯下
咧？咁Ayako 老師佢係嚟自北海道啦，你都知道。咁佢就話其實嗰笪地方好凍嘅。咁咧香港咧原來都幾熱下。咁佢第一次嚟咧，佢就著咗好多嘅衫。但係嚟到香港嘅時候咧，原來好熱。
香港好熱嘅。
係啦，就係呢個佢第一個嘅impression of Hong Kong。咁佢一路都喺日本嘅。咁就第一次佢出外咧，就係嚟香港啦。咁佢覺得芭蕾舞就唔係同其他嘅 art form 一樣，跳舞啦，應該咁講，我哋就用身體語言多啲嘅，係、嗯、啊，但係佢覺得跳舞，但因為佢好中意跳舞，咁呢一樣嘅熱愛呢樣嘢就係令到呢件事好美好，同埋佢覺得嚟到香港咧，香港芭蕾舞團嘅人好好友善啊，所以佢嚟到呢一度咧，佢冇揾到好困難就可以融入咗呢一個社會咯，所以佢好開心嚟到香港做誒呢一個跳舞嘅事業。
OK, 好啊。咁阿 Yoko, 我想問你咧，就 I would like to ask one question. It's because what I heard from Irene just now, when she joined the Hong Kong Ballet Group, that the Hong Kong Ballet Company, she was 19 years old, right? Okay, and then would you think that age is a big problem or it's for the dancers, as a professional dancers?
Kind of, yes. But I was lucky, and maybe now it's a little bit different from like 16 years ago, because now a lot of young dancer already joined the company right after school. But my case is I was already been dancing long time, and luckily company was looking for someone
experienced.
Like I got, you know, beginning I got soloist contract already, and some people start from cold ballet when they are young, and I got year by year promoted to higher level. But I was lucky because they tried to find someone already experienced.
Irene, 可唔可以幫我哋？
係啊，咁啊，佢都發覺有少少困難嘅，但係佢嗰個情況就有少少唔同嘅同我，因為佢跳咗舞已經好耐啦，嚟香港芭蕾舞團之前嚇，咁佢喺日本已經做咗好多演出，咁嗰時候咧，我哋嘅佢請佢嘅團長咧，佢需要一啲比較有經驗去帶一帶嗰、那個香港芭蕾舞團，所以佢一嚟到嘅時候就同其他人唔同，佢就已經係一個導舞員啦，所以佢一嚟到咧就唔使由群舞員一路開始跳上去嚇，咁所以對佢嚟講，佢覺得佢自己好幸運咯。
係明白嘅。好啦，咁我哋同阿 Yoko 傾完咗之後咧，或者我睇下黃永老師。黃老師奇怪喎，因為其實黃永老師咧，我要同大家講咧，其實我喺 Facebook at 咗佢。咁啊點解咧？因為呢個黃永老師咧，我見佢張相咧，我好認得佢樣咧，就係、是。佢係喺拉丁舞嗰邊，佢就唔係喺芭蕾舞嗰邊。
咩都跳
嘅，咁原來咩都跳。咁啊，等我問一問佢先。呢個黃永老師，嗱，黃永老師，我唔使講普通話啦，係嘛？因為雖然你係喺上海嚟嘅，咁你又介紹一下你有個職業生涯啊？我講芭蕾舞。
不如我由細個時開始講咯。十歲嗰時咧，我去入咗上海舞蹈學校，嗰陣時咧係 major 中國舞。咁學咗七年之後咧。我去了 APA 去讀披舞啦，
現代舞係嘛？
現代舞啦，讀咗十個月，一年都唔夠咧，我就去了法國，有個總監揀咗我去法國跳芭蕾舞啦。咁跳咗三年之後咧，換咗兩個 company 就翻嚟香港 ballet。
所以佢真係乜都
即係你做過曬嘅咯，已經中國舞啦，你跟住去到contemporary dance 啦，跟住到 ballet 啦，係嘛？
退休之後就開始，退休之後差唔多九年之前退休之後開始拉丁舞，
拉丁舞
而家係比緊 modern 咯，跳 modern，
跳 modern，
係唔係ballroom standard
哦 ballroom standard 哇！
但佢仲有跳芭蕾舞㗎，佢仲有演出㗎，係啊！
哇，好驚好驚啊！我好驚嘅原因係因為點解可以即係
咁 talent
係啦，咁 talent 可以點解人人可以會收佢嘅咧？
仲好靚仔添㗎，
係啊！我就話三位好漂亮嘅一個舞者係啦，咁你講下你嗰啲職業生涯俾我聽係嘛？
係咯，其實頭先 Irene 講咗咧，十九歲其實都唔細㗎啦。我記得我第一個 partner 係法國嗰時咧。佢得十五歲嘅啫。
哇，十五歲。
係啦，佢得十五歲嘅啫。嗰陣時我係十九歲，係咯，覺得好細。因為佢哋外國咧，如果你 talented， 你十四歲company 都會收你嘅。
嗯。
就唔在乎你幾大嘅。越早開始越好咯。
芭蕾舞尤其是。
係咯。
係嘛？係嘛？係嘛？咁我想問阿 Mike， 你會唔會話嗱？因為你可唔可以話俾首先樣嘢，你可唔可以話俾聽眾知你幾高先？身高
你
想想
先可不可以不講
即是講的不講 OK 好啦我問一下你其實、做一個芭蕾舞的男演員或者是首席的演員需不需要一個很高的身高即是需不需要這樣做
不需要吧
需要，
我覺得不需要，我覺得
係咩？
我覺得不需要，
不需要嘅。
係因為他哋會用一些佢哋會跳一些不同的嘢咯。其實都有啲矮的 partner 噶嘛。
Okay.
但係黃老師是絕對不矮的，我覺得。
OK，OK，OK。
因為我哋始終唔係做 model， 需要一定要係跳高。
佢跳得很高的，咁就好緊要啦呢樣嘢。
哦，咁呢個好緊要啦，呢個即係彈跳力嘅好高嘅。哦，原來係咁嘅。咁但係好啦，黃老師，我問下你啦。你喺個唔同嘅地方度跳過啦，譬如法國啦，睇香港啦，即係我講緊你係做一個職業人啦。咁職業人嘅時候，你覺得法國同香港最大嘅分別會係乜嘢？
最大嘅分別，我覺得係各方面啦。歐洲嗰邊始終係好重視藝術啊。政府都會俾好多錢啊！我哋 perform 數多，我喺法國嗰陣時咧，一年要 perform 260場 show。
哇！一年260場 show，
係、
哇！咁即係真係每兩日就一個 show 都唔得。
我試過一日三個 show 都試過。
哇！
好多 education， 我哋做咗好多 education， 幫
okay,
學校啊做嗰啲 education
嗯。
最後都幾辛苦噶，做翻嚟香港都幾舒服。
是咩？
少咗差唔多三分一都唔到啊！香港啤梨，
香港啤梨最多系八十几场嘅一年最多
okay,
最多。
OK OK， 咁但系即系，但系佢如果系讲个即系表演啦，咁但系嗰个 training 咧 ，training 嘅时候有冇即系嗰个即系要求啊，或者要求即系譬如话你嗰阵时，我想问一下你嗰阵时喺巴黎嘅时候咧，佢哋系咪跳 classical ballet？
系，我乜都有 classical ballet contemporary
吓、都有、
都有。
OK， 咁同香港比較，香港係咪嗱？香港你入去嘅時候，即係你2003年離開咗香港 ballet 啦。咁2003年之前嘅時候，我所記憶咧就係佢哋都係every time 每一次嘅表演都係 classical ballet 為主嘅。係
係
係。咁變咗其實有冇個好大嘅分別咧？跳 contempt 同埋跳 classical ballet？
唔同 ，contempt 同 classical 唔同 ，classical 即係detail 啲啦，規矩啲啦。同埋嗰個地方個要求都唔同，好似係喺歐洲嗰時咧，佢哋都要求就同我哋係內地 training 啊，嗰啲少少唔同噶，佢會唔要你咁誇張，自然啲。
哦，自然啲啊！
係啦係啦。
OK，
因為我哋係大陸嗰陣時係多數係俄羅斯 training 多啲，誇張啲。
即係你會純粹自然一啲，係因為歐洲而家方向佢哋都係跟現代冇一樣喎，因為佢都係 naturally movement 喺個身體度、所以就會有少少唔一樣。
但香港咧，香港會近似咩啲咧？
香港即係好難講 ，depends 你係嗰個藝術總監咩 style 啊？好似香港咪都轉咗，我哋轉咗三個係咪？我喺嗰時，就個個藝術總監都唔同嘅，所以 follow 藝術總監嗰個風格。
OK OK， 好啦，咁我就問咗即係阿黃老師，即係關於係即係外國同香港嘅分別啦。咁其實我就想問一下一條問題嘅，就係嗰、那個你覺得香港嗰個芭蕾舞嘅發展啊，即係你見到咧，其實我見到就係全世界各地咧，就係所有嘅芭蕾舞咧，其實佢哋都去咗即係近似一啲現代舞，擺咗好多現代舞喺每一個演出度噶啦。咁究竟你哋點樣睇一個香港嘅發展，芭蕾舞發展？
嗰個 development of Hong Kong，
development of Hong Kong ballet、I want to I want all of you you guys to share your comment with us。
香港嘅而家我覺得即係正如頭先我哋都有同阿 Grace 講嘅啫。咁香港芭蕾就比較多跳 classical 嘅，即係古典多啲，
okay.
即係天鵝湖啊、吉賽爾啊，尤其是我哋喺度嘅時候。咁同阿黃老師頭先都講，因為每一個總監咧，佢都有自己嘅方向。咁其實咧，我哋睇翻嗰個實際啲啦，睇翻個票房咧，我哋跳 classical 咧係觀眾真係多啲嘅，喺香港，喺香港
冇錯
嚇。咁外地有少少唔同，因為我哋都有出過去表演。咁佢哋接受，因為可能 well known 啲啊，即係你一講天鵝湖就知道你可以 expect 到睇到啲乜嘢。但係一跳到話一個新嘅名杜蘭朵咁，啱啱我哋香港班已經出完，咁係咩？咩嚟嘅咧？即系啲觀眾佢哋唔知道嘅時候，佢就唔會俾一嚿錢出嚟去睇一啲唔知道嘅嘢。咁但係我覺得而家學你即係頭先咁講，有個 development 跟現代舞有啲fusion， 其實要嘅呢個年代，因為外邊我講緊歐洲，譬如美國，佢哋要一啲嘅新鮮感啊。 咁佢哋睇咗咁多年天鵝湖都知道係點啊，即發展極有限咯，即你都係見到轉圈，最多轉多啲嘅啫，嚇、最多隻腳拎高啲。咁、但係佢嗰個畫面其實佢已經睇咗好多次啦、可能已經即我已經睇咗30場天鵝湖啦，嚟自唔同嘅 company。咁、嗰個發展空間其實係有限嘅，即外講緊外邊嚇。咁、香港可能。呢、這個文化的地方咧，
仲需要時間去發展。
係啊，咁、我所以可能個香港的 market 同外邊唔一樣。但你問作為一個舞蹈員嚇，我自己覺得，我覺得係需要有啲唔同的 elements 入去。即係其實嚟緊、我自己，譬如而家我哋三個都出做緊一啲 freelance， 我哋走咗出嚟。咁但我哋三個仍然有 performance 嘅，即係會 still perform 嚇、咁、我都有同啲 drama 嘅人去做一啲嘅嘢，即係佢哋會呢兩年咧，尤其是咁會 drama 會加啲嘅 ballet 元素咯。去啊！嚟緊我哋都有一啲咁嘅嘢。咁黃榮老師可能有啲contempt 加 ballet， 即係可能佢哋嚟緊日本又有個演出，咁都係一啲有啲 contempt 嘅元素。咁俾觀眾會有啲嘅新鮮感。作為一個舞蹈員，都有一個我哋再可以去 develop， 即係我哋自己身體嘅能力可以去到啲乜嘢嘅地方咧？即係唔係跳嚟跳去都係轉圈，做嚟做去都係嘅，因為跳到都。大概幾十年啦咁樣嚇，即係日日都係做嗰樣嘢，所以嗰個發展我覺得應該有嘅。
OK， 係
啊，
明白。咁黃老師，我想問一下你一樣嘢啦。嗱，你見到你2003年已經離開咗即係 Hong Kong Ballet 啦。咁而家2012年啦。咁喺當中嘅時候咧，你喺作為一個第三者嚟睇嘅時候，你其實覺得即係我唔好講話 Hong Kong Ballet， 即係我哋唔係研究緊個芭蕾舞即係嗰淨一個團啦，我係講緊即係成個香港嘅芭蕾舞世界。你覺得整個香港嗰、那個即係本地嗰個嘅包括係啦跳舞世界嘅時候，呢、這個芭蕾舞世界咧，其實個進展滿唔滿意，同埋應該你會睇到即係佢哋，你大概估計將嘅嗰個前景會係點樣？
其實咧呢幾年我覺得咧有個現象係咁樣。Hong Kong Dance 跳緊現代舞，咁Hong Kong Ballet 又係跳緊現代舞 ，CCDC 又係跳緊中國現代舞。
係，
大家嘅 style 都我都唔知咩係咩 company， 但我始終覺得咧，你無論咩 company， 你都要自己嘅 style 好清楚嘅 style。譬如話我芭蕾舞要跳 contempt， 咁我一定要表現咗自己芭蕾舞嘅 technique。
嗯。
我覺得是需要的，
這
個非常重要，
是
的，非常重要，
咁但係你會覺得其實佢而家即係好似話啦，就係個進程，即係呢一兩年嘅時候，其實係一個好大嘅衝擊嚟嘅。我覺得嗱，我自己係啊係啊係啊，因為我自己喺呢個行頭咁多年嘅時候咧，其實我睇住個發展之前有一段時間係好停滯不前，但係咧就近呢兩年嘅時候咧。我哋轉得好快，好快嘅。譬如話CCDC 以前而家即係而家佢變咗主流 ，OK， 跟住咧就 Hong Kong Ballet 就 try to 就put in some contemporary and the performance， and then 嗰個香港舞蹈團咧就係、是、最近有一個演出咧嘅時候咧就係、是、擺到明咧就係 contemporary 嚟啦，OK 就係 contemporary。咁其實即係因為佢會睇到嗰個發展，其實嗰個需要係嘛？咁、但係即係我意思，因為世界性其實你都係跟世界。咁你其實覺到一路落去嘅時候，其實會唔會即係佢哋嘅發展其實仲要幾耐佢先至可以好似外國咁即係做得即係好似或者你嘅理想咁樣啦？每一樣嘢都係有佢嘅本質。但是係有一些潮流 的一啲元素喺度。
我覺得係香港是不同的地方，因為它有三個不同的 company， contemporary Chinese 同 ballet， 所以我覺得不應該跟外國去比咯。我覺得主流一定要噶，好似香港 ballet 一定要跳古典的，同埋你可以加少少個 contemporary，但個 contemporary 不可以因為呢個潮流的問題咧變主流的。香港 dance 係嘅。你主導都是 Chinese，
係啊，我覺得是因為我哋依個地方是國際大都市，同咧即係你有很多不同的人在度，係即係你又有香港，因為好少地方有咁多種可以 develop 得咁多，又有中國舞，係啦，有芭蕾舞，有現代舞，咁但係譬如歐洲佢哋都係譬如現代舞為主嘅，見到係啦，咁芭蕾舞就係另外一個元素，但係可能佢哋自己 local 嘅 dance 就冇咁多，我覺得應該保持翻我哋嗰個嘅國際形象。即係等人哋睇到啊，你 見到中國舞喎。咦，好似好得意咁樣喎，即係都要俾人哋睇到嘢。但如果去埋 contempt 嘅時候，就冇咗佢哋自己本有嘅特質咯。我自己覺得係咁樣。
OK， 阿
克老師都係日本Japan any 接教咁樣，係即係佢嗰啲，你會唔會有聽anything that you feel development of Hong Kong is？
Yeah, I know you've been talking about Hong Kong dance, CCC,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I think I really agree, and also.You know, like a dance is kind of, but classic ballet is anything of basic, like a Hong Kong dancers train ballet, classic ballet, ballet
okay.
bar work and center okay. and CCDC also, right? Like actually kind of, you know, we develop each other, like influence each other to make it, you know, more.
Okay, better. All right. Okay. I think I have one thing. Actually, I want to ask Yoko.
I want to ask you something about it. It's because Hong Kong Ballet. Recently, I have find that about 10 years ago, I will find there are many apart from local dancers. Okay, there are many Japanese. Okay,
yes.
And then very famous Japanese dancers. Join in.Whereas in these recent few years, it's changed a lot already. It's going to be many of the soloists and many of the principal dancers, they are from China.
China, yes.
Yes, I want to know, I want to know why is it like that, and I hope I want...或者我哋咁樣講啦，我哋或者可唔可以俾少少時間啊 ，Yoko 諗一諗呢個問題，因為呢個問題咧就比較上複雜一啲嘅。咁咧就我哋休息一陣間，翻嚟嘅時候再聽聽大家嘅意見啦。
我哋平時飲嘅水都充滿咗重金屬、雜質、氯氣同埋細菌，我會用健波能量活水器。除了可以清除以上的杂质之外，还可以活化水中的信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话 2882-4848， 网址 www.healthshop.com.hk。